Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and I'm very pleased to be with you today. Today we're going to talk about a very important partnership. It's something that's serving the community, and I'm excited to welcome two of our guests. Joining us today is Scott Maxwell, Executive Director with Wounded Warriors Canada. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And as well, Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief with Canada's leading defense and security magazine, Vanguard Canada. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So recently, Terry, your magazine announced a partnership that was formed with Wounded Warriors Canada. It's called the Supporting Heroes Campaign. Can you tell our listenership and readership a little more about it? What is it? What does it do?
Absolutely. So with Vanguard Media, what we are is a trade journal that serves the Canadian defense and security industry. And what we do is we provide time-sensitive news and information that keeps senior executives up to date with what's going on in the defense and security marketplace. We talk about trends, policy changes, technology impact, and we've been serving this marketplace for over 20 years. As part of working within this community and getting to know a lot of people from all stakeholder groups, we wanted to give something back to the industry, and we were looking for various ways that we can give something back. And in some of the past partnerships that we've done with Wounded Warriors, we thought that if we built upon the existing momentum that we have with Wounded Warriors and create some sort of programs where we can give back to the industry, back to those who men and women who have put their lives on the line in protecting Canadians around the world, we thought this would be a great opportunity that we too can get behind a really great initiative and program in supporting those people who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay, that sounds like a great program. Scott, what does this mean to Wounded Warriors Canada, and how did this kind of come about from your side?
Well, I mean, for us, partnerships make, they're really the existence of Wounded Warriors Canada. Without it, we just can't do what we do in the mental health space and developing and delivering mental health programs. So, you know, the whole organization for us is built off of partnerships just like this. Of course, education and awareness in a country this size and a need of this kind of scope and scale, there's no way an organization is going to be able to do it on our own. So we leverage the reach of Vanguard and their connections and their history in this industry to help get our message out there and raise awareness about the organization. But I'd say more importantly, the cause and the need within the defense and security industry, specifically with our Canadian Armed Forces members and veterans, for enhanced mental health support for those members and their families. So this is, it doesn't sound like a lot when you just read what something is going to be doing. It might look like it just an initiative that's going to help temporarily, but as we've seen year over year over year with these partners, including Vanguard, that's kind of been supporting us for a long time, that the partnership drives Wounded Warriors Canada forward and ultimately allows us to do what we do.
You know, that's a good point, Scott. I mean, Wounded Warriors Canada is very well known within the defense and security space, but I don't think a lot of people fully understand just how deep the level of service is, especially when it comes to mental health. Scott, it's my understanding that Wounded Warriors Canada has become and is considered a national mental health service provider. It's not just a fundraising dispersion foundation. You guys are really working to expand the support for veterans and first responders.
That's right. And it's taken us, it's been a programming transformation that we've undergone in the last couple of years specifically, moving out of the existence and how we came to be as a foundation that it was a result of a suicide bicycle bombing in Afghanistan that killed a number of Canadians in 2006. One member of the Sapper, Mike McTagg, survived that incident, and the Sapper Mike McTagg Wounded Warrior Fund was established really to send comfort items to our troops who were laying injured in Langenthal, Germany. And that's really how the whole fund kind of operated from 2006 into 2012-13, when as our operations as a country were winding down in Afghanistan, the fund was repatriated back, and kind of that was going to be the end of having served its mission and its purpose. But at the same time, in 2013 specifically, there was this onslaught of veterans reaching out, going external to VAC, let's say, and requesting mental health services. The invisible injury, the term operational stress injury was coined, and we realized as a nation that we were losing more members who had returned from Afghanistan and dying by suicide than those that had actually been killed in action. So that was a huge gap in Canada that we witnessed here domestically, and we decided to, the board at the time decided that it was going to fill another need, and that was going to be mental health. And that's really where Wounded Warriors Canada began. From there, we began rolling out programs, but through funding and fundraising and dispersing, as you mentioned, we were truly a foundation in that you raise funds and you raise awareness like most charities do, and then you take those funds and you allocate them to community-based service providers across the country that are doing the programming work. And while that was great, it allowed us to get a better assessment of the need that exists in the country. You certainly can't beat doing your own work and having 100% positive control over how those funds are making a difference. And that opportunity came and kind of fell into our lap as a result of a meeting a couple, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Chris Linford, and his wife, Catherine, at Simbar Forum in Edmonton. And they joined us as our national ambassadors. And in 2015, they brought to us a program called COPE, Couples Overcoming Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Every Day, a residential trauma program that treats both the ill and injured member and their spouses together. And we piloted COPE as an in-house build to see if Wounded Warriors Canada would actually be able to develop and deliver operational stress injury programs. So we kind of looked at that for 2 years to 2017, all the while still operating under the initial model of fundraising dispersing on the other side. And then we quickly realized with the success of COPE, with the difference of owning the delivery, what it really meant, that was where we wanted to go. There began our shift to becoming a national mental health service provider that we are today. We're the national leader in funding animal-assisted therapy for PTSD and service dogs and couples-based equine therapy. COPE, obviously being for couples, not everybody has a spouse or partner or wants to bring a spouse or partner to a residential trauma program. So our clinicians built a program called the Trauma Resiliency Program, which is a residential trauma program for individuals. And all the while, of course, none of us being psychologists or trauma therapist or psychotherapist, we needed to identify and begin to build a clinical team, and that we now have almost 100 therapists, psychologists trained nationally to deliver our programs across the country. So a lot has happened, and that was all happening, as you mentioned, for veterans. But then good news travels fast, and with presumptive legislation coming in provinces nationwide, we started to hear from first responders literally everywhere we went in the country saying, don't change a thing you're doing for veterans. Many veterans who leave the Canadian Forces and go on to serve domestically with our first responder services, and they were telling us that the trauma is trauma and they're suffering too. So we began piloting our programs that were obviously built for veterans, running deliveries for first responders, and it didn't take us very long at all to see that indeed the impacts of trauma, service-related trauma, are very, very similar downstream, and that we wanted to expand our scope to include providing our programs to both veterans, first responders, and their families, and we have to look back.
You know, it's fantastic, and certainly Wounded Warriors Canada is making big strides. I've had the privilege to speak with Mr. Linford, and actually, for our listenership and readership's benefit, Vanguard Radio will be launching a series in combination with Wounded Warriors to talk about some of these programs. And speaking with Mr. Linford, it became very clear that there's a gap between the mental health conversation and the ability to actually assess psychological services in a timely fashion and to get the help that they need. And this is where funding is just so important. So, Terry, what I'd like to ask you now is, how does Vanguard Magazine contribute to the funding? How does that work?
I'm glad you asked. So we've set up two programs, two very simple streams. For any individual that wants to participate and contribute for on an individual basis, if you pay for a subscription to Vanguard Magazine, we will send a portion of the proceeds to Wounded Warriors for every subscription paid. For any company or organization that wishes to subscribe to Vanguard for their whole company so that their staff can receive a copy, we will also offer group subscriptions. And again, a portion of that, the proceeds would go to Wounded Warriors Canada. We are also setting up unique marketing campaigns and programming that will allow companies who want to do special, unique corporate sponsorship, where they would have their branding around special podcasts where we will interview some of the heroes that we will be talking to through the podcast, as well as we'll have special editorial programs as well for companies who want to sponsor that. And they will provide excellent coverage to the defense and security industry. What we're trying to create is a win-win opportunity for everybody to be seen as a supporter, and at the same time for Wounded Warriors to receive extra support in helping, doing the great work that they're doing in supporting those first responders and those people in the armed forces who are doing a phenomenal job in supporting and keeping us safe and protected. We will also be promoting on our website how people can get involved. And as part of the show notes, we'll send links for people to check out those links and to find out more on how they can get involved, whether it's on an individual basis or if they want to do something more on a corporate or group basis. So we're really excited about this.
Yeah, it sounds like a great program. Scott, Terry, and you, it sounds like you guys are kind of pioneering something new here. Is this the first time that Canadian defense media has got involved with Wounded Warriors at this kind of a level to build funds and awareness?
Absolutely. I just was, just couldn't help. You couldn't see me smiling through the phone, but just when Terry was outlining all this, it's massive. This kind of support we're receiving from Vanguard. I mean, you can't stress enough. I think Canadians, the donors, Vanguard wants us to take these funds and use them to do what we do best, and that's develop and deliver mental health programs for the people, those that we serve. But that said, of course, we're not then able to go and have the capacity to do these kinds of things and raise this kind of awareness and education for the need. And, you know, it really is a true partnership. And look at the depth and the reach that this is going to have across the defense and security industry in Canada. It's absolutely a first for us. And irrespective of that, if we tried to do this on our own, we just couldn't. So it just should not be understated how far Vanguard has gone to lead the way here in this particular sector.
It's a great example of communities working together. Scott, if our listeners or readership would like to learn more about Wounded Warriors and these programs, where could they go?
The easiest place, is just our website, woundedwarriors.ca. Every program is on there that we have. And for those that actually would be looking to access any of those services, they can do that from the same place.
That's great. And Terry, to participate in this subscription program, where could our listenership or readers go to?
To find out more about the Vanguard Wounded Warriors program, visit our website, www.vanguardcanada.com/subscription for further details.
Okay, two great sources to go to learn more about these programs. I'm J. Richard Jones, and you're listening to Vanguard Radio. We have had the privilege to speak with Scott Maxwell, Executive Director with Wounded Warriors Canada, and Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief of Vanguard Magazine. We've learned about a great program, and I'd like to really urge our readers and listeners to check it out. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.